Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Colonel Richard Kemp. He is a retired British Army officer, served from 1977 to 2006. Richard Kemp, good morning. Great to chat to you again. How are you?
Good morning. It's a great pleasure to be with you. I'm pretty good. I'm currently in Israel, have been since this war began.
So how are you managing, firstly?
I'm managing extremely well because Israel has achieved some phenomenal successes against Iran certainly in the last week and even before that. The people of Israel, as everyone I've spoken to, is 100% behind what Prime Minister Netanyahu's been doing, and of course just as much behind President Trump's strike yesterday. So it's a good place to be, and it's the right time to be here. There are dangers, of course. You know, the Israelis, every night pretty much for the last week, most Israelis have had to hurry to their shelters when Iranian ballistic missiles have been fired. But the reality is, tragically, around 24 people have been killed and quite a few wounded, damage to buildings. But Israel has managed to knock out around 80 to 90% of all ballistic missiles fired.
Is that why we only saw last night, for example, only one missile being fired?
Yeah, I think my understanding last night is that only one was actually fired, and it was intercepted, I believe. Maybe that tells us a story, because from the beginning, Iran started firing fairly powerful barrages, and they've been progressively diminishing ever since. The night before, they did fire around 30, again, most of which were intercepted. But we don't know yet, but maybe it's an encouraging sign that Iran is running out of power.
Is the percentage of interceptions to missiles fired to be expected? In other words, yesterday when there were some significant hits, thankfully no loss of life, but there were some significant hits, did that indicate too many got through it's funny, just strange to say the right amount got through, but obviously you have to anticipate that some are not going to be intercepted. Has this been consistent throughout?
Yeah, I think it's been fairly consistent. The IDF have got very effective anti-missile systems, and they've been boosted by American systems, THAAD particularly, deployed here in Israel, as well as U.S. assistance to Israel in shooting down the missiles well before they reach, in some cases, well before they reach Israel. But no other country in the world has any kind of a ballistic missile shield such as Israel does. And I think one of the most important things, it's not just the interception, but the highly sophisticated warning and shelter system that exists throughout Israel. And my understanding is that had every single person gone to their shelters when they received the warning, then a total of three people would have been killed in this entire war, because it was only three that have been killed in their shelters. So I think that shelter system and warning system is also a real game changer for Israel.
What do we understand about Iran's proxies? This has been their shield until now. They've created this an incredible amount of fear around Iran. What do we understand in terms of their capability?
Well, the key proxy of Iran, of course, was Hezbollah in Lebanon. And they had developed an arsenal of tens and tens of thousands of missiles aimed at Israel, and the entire purpose of them was for today. The purpose was to use them against Israel if Israel attacked Iran. But of course, unfortunately for Iran and Hezbollah, Israel smashed Hezbollah up last year. It didn't totally destroy it, but certainly hugely wrote down its capabilities. And as a consequence, we haven't seen Iran fire any missiles during this war at Israel, which was, their entire purpose, pretty much. The other proxies, Hamas, obviously, have been hugely degraded, are in the process of being hopefully completely destroyed in the not-too-distant future. Obviously, that depends on how the war works out in Gaza. The Houthis have continued to fire sporadically at Israel drones, missiles, with limited effect.
No, look, they're very irritating. Very irritating. I think if there was an award for the most irritating party to this whole war, besides maybe BBC, it would be the Houthis.
I think the BBC BBC is a huge irritant, but as are some other media organisations, obviously excluding your own. But then the other thing that hasn't really come much into play yet is Iran's proxies in Iraq, and they've attempted some launches towards Israel since the 7th of October, but without much, without any real success. But they of course threaten U.S. forces in the region. They've got a lot of missiles themselves. They have the capability of firing them at the U.S. The U.S. obviously is well aware of that and have their own counter plans against it. But, I think that effectively the Iranian proxy system has been hugely undermined by Israel. So it is much, much less of a threat than it ever was before. So Iran seems to me to be, it's on the ropes in many ways. I'm not saying it's finished, but it's on the ropes. Its proxies have been largely removed. Its own capability has been nothing like what many people feared it would have been.
Is it possible to isolate or weaken Iran to such an extent that a full-scale confrontation isn't needed?
I think the best hope. I mean, certainly the combination of the U.S. and Israel attacks on its nuclear facilities have been pretty successful. We don't know how successful yet. We'll have to wait and see once the damage from the U.S. strikes becomes clearer. That I don't think anyone knows that yet. But certainly, it would have, as a minimum, set back the Iranian nuclear program by a long way, and the ballistic missile program has also been severely damaged by attacks. I think the IDF estimate they've knocked out something around 50% or so of the missile launchers, which are critical. Obviously, you can't use a missile without a launcher, and a large number of launchers as well. So my view is that I don't want to be overly optimistic about this, but my view is that that Iran has no real cards left to play. They can continue to fire missiles at Israel, and their armory then is progressively written down by expending missiles and also by Israeli attacks on them. But that none of it, I mean, on the basis of what we've seen so far, that's not going to have any strategic effect on Israel. And there's nothing else really they can do. They could block the Straits of Hormuz, not really a strategic issue, big problem, obviously, for the countries, oil exporting countries affected, and at least a temporary problem for the economy. They can fire at U.S. forces in the region, and they can fire at Gulf states' oil infrastructure.
Right,
but I think that is going either of those are likely to invite huge retribution.
Richard Kemp, that's where we do need to leave it.